Welcome to Time with Abba, Depression Out Daily Devotion Podcast. Today is June 1st, day 152. Today's topic, how can you find this kind of love? Silence. Put on your bricks and stop for a moment of silence. Wait for God. Breathe deep for God's peace and feel His presence. Exhale your worries. Praise and thanksgiving. Thank through your day all the times that made you smile. Thank God for all those moments and for all those people. Confession and repentance. We use subject shifting devotion method. First, pray for the Holy Spirit to work in you. Let's pray together. Dear Holy Spirit, shine your light into the places of darkness in my life. Show me my sins. Everything that blocks me from encountering God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Through the Holy Spirit, examine yourself for a short silence. Let's pray together. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for dying on the cross for our sins and being victorious over death and sin. I confess my sin to you. Forgive my sins by your blood and help me follow you. Holy Spirit, fill me that I may be able to receive your gift to love God and His people. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. The word, Time with Abba. Today's four passages are Psalm 124, verses 6 to 8, 2 Samuel chapter 18, verse 1 to chapter 19, verse 10, John chapter 20, verses 1 to 31, Proverbs 16, verses 14 to 15. Now, I suggest you to pause here and read all four passages first before reading my sharing. I'm going to read what I copy today. Psalm 124, verses 6 to 8. Praise be to the Lord who has not let us be torn by their teeth. We have escaped like a bird out of the forest snare. The snare has been broken and we have escaped. Our help is in the name of the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. 2 Samuel chapter 18, verses 16 to 18. Then Joab sounded the trumpet, and the troops stopped pursuing Israel, for Joab halted them. They took Absalom, threw him into a big pit in the forest, and piled up a large heap of rocks over him. Meanwhile, all the Israelites fled to their homes. During his lifetime, Absalom had taken a pillar and erected it in the king's valley as a monument to himself. For he thought, I have no son to carry on the memory of my name. The name the pillar after him. He named the pillar after him himself, and it is called Absalom's monument to this day. Verse 33. The king was shaken. He went up to the room over the gateway and wept. As he went, he said, Oh, my son Absalom, my son Absalom, if only I had died instead of you. Oh, Absalom, my son, my son. John chapter 20, verse 18 onward. Mary Magdalene went to the disciples with the news, "I have seen the Lord." And she told them that he had said these things to her. On the evening of that first day of the week, when the disciples were together with the doors locked for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." After he said this, he showed them his hands and side. The disciples were overjoyed when they saw the Lord. Again, Jesus said, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, I am sending you." And with that, he breathed on them and said, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive anyone his sins, they are forgiven. If you do not forgive them, they are not forgiven." Verse 26 to 31. A week later, his disciples were in the home again, in the house again, and Thomas was with them. Though the doors were locked, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." Then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here. See my hands. Reach out your hand and put it into my side. Stop doubting and believe." Thomas said to him, "My Lord and my God." Then Jesus told him, "Because you have seen me, you have believed. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed." Jesus did many other miraculous signs in the presence of his disciples, which are not recorded in this book. But these are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that by believing you may have life in his name. Proverbs 16, verses 14 to 15. A king's wrath is a messenger of death, but a wise man will appease it. When a king's face brightens, it means life. His favor is like a rain cloud in spring. My listening. The message I got today from our Lord Jesus Christ is, how can you find this kind of love? Absalom, as David's third son who killed David's elder son, had sex with David's concubines and almost killed David. How come when he was being killed by Joab and 10 of Joab's armor bearers, David was in such a painful mourning, crying, "Oh, my son Absalom, my son Absalom. If only I had died instead of you, oh, Absalom, my son, my son." David was truly a loving father to the very end for his wicked and rebellious son. How can a human have such kind of great love? We might get an answer from today's John chapter 20, verses 22 to 23. Jesus says, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive anyone his sins, they are forgiven. If you do not forgive them, they are not forgiven." And there are so many times in today's John passage of the importance of seeing, believing, and peace. It must be the personal relationship of David with God that he could have that kind of love to forgive Absalom. He loved just like how his heavenly Father loved him. How could you have this kind of love? Jesus says, "Receive the Holy Spirit." For me, that's the answer. You need to receive the Holy Spirit so that you can have that kind of great fatherly love, because love is the first one mentioned in the gift of the Spirit, in the fruit of the Spirit. Now, your question must be, how can I receive the Holy Spirit? To be with Jesus each day, to follow him as your Lord and King, that's the only way. Let us pray. Dear Lord Jesus, help us to be willing to follow you each day as our Lord and King, so that we can be filled with the Holy Spirit and have that kind of great fatherly love as David had. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. reflect on these questions. Number one, if you were David, do you think you can have that kind of love? Number two, how can you have a better chance to have that kind of love? Number three, what have you received from Jesus today? May the Lord bless you.